connections and help us live in more and more circular, connected world.
I've been visiting with Justine Grieve and Robert Riley of Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. You can find out more about what they do at FullCircleSustainability.org. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note, the Full Sustainability Circle store is open today from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They're located at 2303 Southwest College in the Stout Elementary School building. If you stop by, tell them you heard about them on KPR and say a special hello to Justine and Rob.
A new storm is heading into the eastern U.S. today. Forecasters say it could bring Arctic air into the southeast and near hurricane-force winds, heavy snow and flooding to parts of the east coast. The storm will arrive as tens of thousands of homes remain without power in the southern U.S. The electricity was lost during last weekend's storm. This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Two Kansas men have been indicted for allegedly threatening violence against federal officials. In separate and unrelated cases, a federal grand jury in Wichita returned the indictments earlier this month. In one case, prosecutors accused 23-year-old Joaquin Hernandez of threatening to murder federal law enforcement agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a separate case, prosecutors say 60-year-old Adam Lee Osborne threatened to kill Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Both men are accused of using social media to convey those threats. The Wichita Police Department and the FBI are investigating both cases. The city of Lawrence is gearing up for an influx of thousands of soccer fans in advance of the World Cup games, which will be played in Kansas City. Ruth DeWitt with Explore Lawrence is one of those people helping to prepare the city for the deluge of fans and possibly teams.
We are in the running to be a base camp, and we've been told that if we are selected as a team base camp, to expect about 15,000 people to come with that.
DeWitt says we still don't know officially which teams might be coming to Lawrence.
We do know who is sort of vying to be here, and that made the news as like these teams are coming here. There is a giant gulf of logistics that happens between a team saying, sure, we want to be in Lawrence versus their being in Lawrence.
Unofficially, Lawrence is looking at hosting Algeria.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
Our forecast for the KPR listening area, cold and clear this morning, becoming mostly sunny. Highs today around 20 degrees. Winds from the northwest, they'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. Cloudy overnight tonight with a 20% chance of snow. Not as cold with near steady temperatures around 17 degrees. Under clear skies, it's 3 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
There's a kiss at the end.
Oh, and you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. That's when KPR is celebrating the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary. Join us for a big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred. You're invited to shake along. Check out the entire schedule of events and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence for the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. There's a cold weather advisory in effect for Chanute until 10 o'clock this morning. They're getting a little bit more wind than the rest of our area, so they are under a cold weather advisory, again, in effect until 10 a.m. It's 4 degrees in Chanute, but with that wind chill factor, it feels like minus 2 degrees. We heard that term a lot last weekend here in northeast Kansas, but what exactly does wind chill mean? We'll hear about the science behind the wind chill coming up in about 20 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab.
A guy at just 13, not entirely by choice. Now she looks for the balance between staying private and sharing her life.
I wanted to make songs for the people out there who, you know, might have some attachment issues like me. I wanted this to make people feel seen.
I'm Sarah McCammon. Madison Beer discusses her new album, Lock It, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this chilly Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, not Miss Marple, not Hercule Poirot. There's a new Agatha Christie detective in town. Well, not new, but a rediscovered. We'll find out about Lady Eileen Bundle Brent and the Seven Dials Mystery coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. Light winds from the northwest, they'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with a 20% chance of snow. And near steady temperatures around 17 degrees. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer with highs around 40 degrees. It's 2 degrees in Atchison, 1 degree in Emporia, minus 2 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Family memories, old tapes, films, and photos with the goal of spreading joy of reliving the moments that matter in the new year. More at LegacyBox.com. From Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at Skoll.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom just ahead. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me tomorrow morning for Prairie Journal when we visit Free State Constitution Hall in Topeka, newly renovated and brought back to its 1850s glory.
The Free State movement politically solidifies and asserts itself within these walls here in Topeka.
And just in time for tomorrow's full moon, werewolves and vampires in Northeast Kansas? Brittany Lewis is the award-winning author of Blood Moon. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on Kansas Public Radio.
News. I'm Hanisha Herjani in Oakland.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A federal court says the Kansas Highway Patrol was acting illegally when it disproportionately stopped drivers based on which state was on their license plates. That's according to a ruling by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling points to a practice of targeting drivers between Kansas and Colorado. Kansas has legalized marijuana. Colorado rather has legalized marijuana. Kansas has not. The court's opinion stated, quote, driving between Kansas and Colorado is not a crime. And, quote, we are emphatically reminding the Kansas Highway Patrol that it has been violating the Constitution and that misconduct must end. But as WIBW reports, the court overturned another part of the original order, that part involving the Kansas Highway Patrol's use of the Kansas two-step method. A federal judge had halted the practice of circling back to talk to a driver after completing a traffic stop. The FIFA World Cup trophy is coming to Kansas City. KCTV reports that that FIFA made the announcement yesterday that the trophy will tour across North America, starting in New Mexico on February 26th and continuing until June 3rd, just 1 week before the first game. The World Cup trophy will visit 21 U.S. cities, stopping in Kansas City on April 18th and 19th. The specific location in Kansas City has not been yet announced. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
Sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. A cold weather advisory is in effect until 10 o'clock for the Chanute area, but does not include most of the KPR listening area. Cloudy skies tonight with a 20% chance of snow. Near steady temperatures overnight in the teens. It's 3 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, hosting Carswell and Hope's 5th Annual Valentine's Day Dinner and Dance Party at Arterra, Saturday, February 14th. Full-service dinner, champagne, toast, and love songs. Tickets at carswellandhope.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, First Lady Melania Trump has been famously private throughout her tenure. And now, a new documentary about her has been just opened. We'll hear about that from Bob Mandello. Melania, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday at about 8:35 this morning here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th, and you're invited. Hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. You can find a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Sunny and cold today, highs only around 20 degrees. It's 3 degrees in Lawrence, minus 1 in Manhattan, 2 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
In a new kid's book, a young boy learns to play guitar from his grandfather. And there's one song in particular that they love.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
My parents had that on vinyl.
I'm a huge Beatles fan, which, you know, get in line.
The one about the blackbird, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the remarkable life of Rade Pegram. We'll hear from author Etheline Whitmore about her book about a queer American black man who goes to Europe as World War II began and stays. That story coming up at about 8:55 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow morning on Prairie Journal, we visit Free State Constitution Hall in Topeka, newly renovated and brought back to its 1850s glory.
The Free State movement politically solidifies and asserts itself within these walls here in Topeka.
And just in time for tomorrow's full moon, werewolves and vampires in Northeast Kansas. Brittany Lewis is the award-winning author of Blood Moon. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Whitney.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom just ahead. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR. Sunny and cold today with highs only around 20 degrees. It's 3 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.